Yeah, Representative Furman.
Question to Bill or Jack. Maybe you can just comment to the committee briefly. I was trying to mention the other day about the concern that Sandpoint did have when they were members of the REAA, and that they pulled out of the REAA to form their own school district because they felt, you guys felt that you could do a better job that way. Could you just briefly comment on that?
Okay, all right. Yes, that's correct. We were part of the Illusion Region Borough at the inception of it, and we felt that we were not properly either represented or listened to. We felt that the advisory school boards were not very successful in getting their wishes across to the Illusion Region School District. We think there's been quite a bit of growth since that time. We are pleased that we have been a first-class city up until now, and we're ready to take the next step. We have, as you are aware, started to hold hearings in each of the communities in our area and have talked about this very issue that we have been part of the REAA, that we removed ourselves from it, and now we were ready to take that final step that Mr. Larson refers to in the Constitution, and that is the formation of a borough form of government out here. We think because of our experience and because of the experience that King Cove has and the smaller communities in this area over the last few years with the REAA system, that we can provide a structure that will address the problems that we perceived back in 1978. And so we're willing to give it a try at this point.
Thank you very much. Anybody else in Sandpoint?
No, that's it for Sandpoint.
Okay, I don't have anybody else listed on our list. Is there anybody else out there that has not been heard and wants to be heard? Apparently not. I thank everybody for participating, and we sign off at 5:10.
Can you wait just a moment? I have a question. This is Hal Atlanta.
Okay, go ahead, Hal.
Yes, in our Copper River School District here, our budget is approximately $5 million. If we have to go under the 35% concept, that means that our local raising of tax would be like $1.75 million. Now, if, in fact, let's say that the pipeline court of TF-284 or whatever it might be, 874 tax monies, raise that $1.75 million, would in fact our district still be liable for a $4 million tax, or would that be included?
Yes. Under the present foundation formula, and of course here again I'm stressing that the foundation formula bill is not part of the bill that we're having the teleconference on today, so I'll answer you in relation to that bill. Valdez, the North Slope Borough, and I believe possibly one other area in Alaska are exceptions to the $4 million provision because they raised that 35% with less than $4 million. And I would assume that if that same thing applied to the Copper River District, that exemption then would also apply to Copper River.
Okay, thank you. Where would I go to find out if, in fact, we do raise that much off that House bill or that Government Bill 874?
Why don't you write a letter to Ron Larson, Box V, Juneau, and I'll have a staff member get you that information.
Okay, thank you, Ron.
Here, thank you.
Okay, thanks again. Final sign-off, 512.